The first idea that we're going to talk to you about is creating a growth-oriented climate. So it's not just about forming norms, but how do you create a climate where you can really focus on student growth, really use data, take those risks, build that trust?
For a team, a growth-oriented culture is absolutely essential. It's something that one nurtures over time and has to go back and cultivate periodically. When you get new members, when you have a large laundry list of problems, when the initiatives are coming at you a mile a minute, you have to take care of each other and you have to take care of the team.
I did the gallery walk that y'all talked about, and my kids loved that because it really it got them off their feet. And that's one of my greatest struggles, is just getting the kids that are tired, because we have
a schedule, we have norms, this is what's appropriate and this is what's not appropriate, to build that teaming community. But once we got the book, I realized how important that was, and that made me really go back and say, okay, we need to establish norms for all six teams, and we need to establish the protocol for all six teams.
We have a worksheet that we've tweaked and tweaked and tweaked. So we come in, we say we're going to spend 8 minutes on this, we're spending 12 minutes on this, and somebody will actually be in charge of that. And so we'll go, okay, you know, sometimes you get a little heated and you're like, I want to stay on this, but like, we got to move on. And then so we do everything, like on Tuesday we have certain things we do, and then we come back on the next day and do it, and on Thursday we have something else.
We need to be able to treat one another with respect. We need to be able to recognize that I'm good at some things and not so good at others, and I can rely on you and so forth. And part of that too is understanding style preferences and multiple intelligence, which is also what we want teachers to understand about their students, that we're all different, unique human beings. We don't look alike, we don't think alike, we haven't had the same past experiences. And around a grade group team or in a department or even in a vertical team, we have gender diversity, we have life experience differences, we have teaching experience differences, we have different disciplines of expertise that we're bringing. People need to feel safe and connected.